DJ Jack. Welcome back to the show. I know it's been a long time since I've posted. Things have been crazy as far as like closing out the school year for me last year, getting ready for a new school year in a new county, in a new school with new staff, and also in the process of moving. So yeah, things have been very hectic on my end, and I'm trying to get readjusted back into my home county. So it's been quite an interesting ride since the last time I was on this podcast. Today I wanted to talk about the importance of traveling and just like why you should travel. I think traveling is very important. It really opens your heart and your mind to different areas and different places where people are. And I think that traveling is so crucial because you don't know how small you are until you go somewhere else in the world. And you really don't know how people live until you go to another place in the world. I've been to many different states. I haven't been to all 50. My dad actually has been to all 50 states, which I think is pretty awesome. But I think that it's really cool that people just love to travel to different places. So I totally recommend traveling to different areas because traveling just opens your mind to different experiences. You know, the first thing that I think is why it's really important to travel, why travel, why go somewhere during the summertime instead of just having a staycation every year, open your mind to new experiences and new cultures and new ways of life. That is so crucially important. I can't even stress how important that is. Just having a new way of life is very important. Knowing how other people live is so crucial because then you realize, oh, it's not just about me. This is how another person lives. The second reason is my most favorite reason. Try new foods. Okay, so in every single state in the United States of America, we have our staple fast food chains. I challenge you not to eat at Chipotle, Chick-fil-A, Burger King, McDonald's, Golden Corral, wherever you go at home. Try to avoid going to places that you have at home. One thing that I like to do that I enjoy doing with my family is when we go out, when we're on vacation, we try to find a restaurant that we cannot eat at home. And it's good and it's also bad. It's bad because it's really, well, it's not bad. It's more sad. It's sad because there's often places that I really love to eat at, but then I realize I can't eat at them all the time like I want to. Like, I can't go to Blue Moon Bar because I don't live in Seattle. I can't go there all the time and get a great burger. I don't live in Seattle. Or I can't go to West Ashley Crab Shack or Hominy Grill when I want to because I don't live in Charleston, South Carolina. You know, there are just certain things that, you know, you really find that you love when you go different places. I think that food is a great reason to travel. Try different foods. If you go to a different country, try a traditional type of food in that certain country, and maybe you can bring a recipe back and share it at a party or something. It'll probably be a great conversation starter. I'm trying to think of other reasons to travel. So we talked about culture. We talked about the food. Another reason is to just get some history of a certain area or a place or a historical site. If you are doing, this is also for the people that love to do staycations. If you just want to stay home and you want to chill and you don't really want to go anywhere, you don't want to travel, you don't want to go on the airplane or the train or the bus or you want to take a road trip or anything like that. If you're not one of those people that's like, I hate to travel, well, first of all, I don't know how you've made it this far in life because traveling is like the best thing ever in my opinion. But another thing that you can really think about, even if you're doing a staycation, is just finding a historical site. Find appreciation for the things that were before you. Something that I love to do when I go geocaching, and if you don't know what geocaching is, check out my earlier episodes on my Anything Goes channel, which is this one that you're listening to right now. Welcome, by the way, if I didn't say that already. One thing that I really love to do while geocaching is find new historical sites that I've never seen before. Today, when I was trying to find a puzzle cache, I actually went to two different historical sites, one by accident and one on purpose. And that was really cool to just see some old churches. Graveyards are another example of sightseeing for me because I love looking at the headstones and reading about a person's life. And sometimes it's good and it's also sometimes kind of sad to see how short someone's life is or how great and how long their life must have been. I actually like learning about different people. Sometimes I'll search people up on Wikipedia. Sometimes I'll say, hey, Google, and Google will give me different types of people and their birth dates and deaths and all that. And yeah, I think it's really cool. The last reason that I have, because I don't like to give you just three reasons, I like to give you four more. That's my rule. The next reason that I really think you should travel is not only for the culture, the way of life, the food, which is always delicious, and also historical places, but I also think that you should travel just so you can kind of unwind. Now, you don't have to travel to a faraway place to do that, but I just feel like sometimes you get your, most people get their best relaxation when they go somewhere different. They have a change of environment. They have a change of pace. If you stay in the same environment all the time, you may start to get resentful. You may start to get upset. You may start to feel like you just can't go on. You know, there are just certain emotions that people have when they stay in the same place for all their lives. You know, I know people that have never been outside of their city. And really, when you travel to different places, it's a very humbling experience. And the main reason it's always a humbling experience is because you always go somewhere where you've never been before in your life. And I think that's very important. That's very crucial. That's very life-changing. Is when you go to a different place and you see that not everybody is like you. You know, you may live in your city. You may never leave your city. You're gonna think everybody lives like you, everybody. Everybody thinks like you, everybody talks like you, everybody dresses like you, everybody eats like you, but really that's not the case. I'm very thankful for where I live because there's a bunch of different cultures where I am, and I think that it's really cool when you get to see different places because you kind of get a glimpse into lives of other people's lives. And it really makes you realize that you are not the only person on this planet. Not everybody is going to think, say, eat, dress, and act like you do. So traveling is very important because it opens your eyes to different things. And you know what? You may be listening to my show and you're saying, DJ Jack, that sounds great and all, but I don't have the money to travel. I think you do. You may not have the money to travel right now, but it's always important that you save up for a trip. You know, even if it's like a short little trip somewhere like Ocean City or something, you can always save up for a trip. Trips are really cool. I love going on trips. Now, I'm very blessed. I have a family that usually pays my way to go on a trip. And I realize that some of you may not be in that situation where you have a family that'll pay for you to go on a trip. But it's okay. You know, you can always go on a trip somewhere and it'll be all right. If you have family that's going to pay for you to go on a trip with them, even if you can't stand them, I encourage you to go, okay? Now, if it's like a cruise ship and you're going to be in tight quarters with them and you cannot get away from them, okay, that's something different. But if you're going somewhere and you have the freedom to like roam around the city or town or farm, whatever, take advantage of that. You know, it's just great to travel, get a change of scenery, pace, environment. You know, it's just really great to see different places of the world. Some of my favorite places that I've been to are Seattle, Hawaii, and South Carolina. And that's on like different corners of the United States. Alaska, duh. I love Alaska. Alaska's amazing too. But those are just some of my favorite places that I've traveled to. They're such beautiful places, or they have like banging food that I just love to eat. Or, you know, it's just a very calm and relaxed place. Those are my four favorite places to go, and I can't wait until I can go to each of those again. The place that I've probably visited the most, because, you know, you're probably wondering, what are your favorite places? Where have you gone the most? The place that I've gone the most, oddly enough, is a tie between Ottawa, Canada. It's between Canada, which is kind of funny. And Orlando. I've been to Orlando, Florida, or Florida a lot, and it's just how I roll. I've been to Florida a lot. Another place that I've traveled to the most, probably the place I've traveled to the most, the absolute most, is Maryland. Maryland is the place I've traveled to the most. Maryland is crucial. It's important. It's important to me. Just like South Carolina is, just like Florida is. But that's the place I've probably traveled to the absolute most, okay? What beach or resort have I been to the most? Probably Ocean City. I've been to Ocean City a lot throughout my life. It's just an easy ocean to get to. It's probably one of the cheaper oceans to go to anyway, and there's a lot of different things you can do. Another beach that I've been to quite often are any beaches along the Florida coast. I've been to Key West. I've been to many different ones. I've been to Panama City. You know, I've been to Cocoa Beach. Cool little places to go. So I totally recommend the Florida coastline. Always great stuff down there too. I'm talking about the East Coast. Yes, I am. What is your favorite thing to do on vacation? So this is going to sound totally geeky, and I don't really care because I am a geek through and through. The place that I've been to the most on my travels, the thing that I love to do the most when I go anywhere on vacation, is go geocaching, because I can find usually like a little piece of history, or I can get like, that's like my souvenir that I get, is something from a geocache when I go geocaching wherever I go. And also I get a virtual state souvenir if I have not found a cache in that state yet. I have a couple of them, not very many, but I have a couple of them. Because I didn't start geocaching until until like 3 or 4 years ago. Finally, what favorite food have you encountered on your travels? It's a tie between South Carolina shrimp and grits from Hominy Grill and smoked salmon from the Pike Place Market in Seattle. Also in Alaska, they have fresh salmon. I really hope you enjoyed today's segment. So my challenge for you is to save up for a trip or take a staycation. Go traveling, go somewhere, see the world, be a world traveler. And remember that you are not as big and bad as you may think that you are. And remember that there's another world out there besides the one that you live in. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. This is DJ Jack signing off. You guys have a great one. I will see you next time, and hopefully next episode will be sooner. Bye, guys. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.